Go on. Lie down. Play dead.
Give me a break of that Kit Kat vodka.
There you go, that's a shot.
That's like, yeah, that's enough.
No, for a shot. The bottom line is supposed to be a shot, not a solo cup.
I gotta do a real? Yeah. I gotta do a real estate gig tomorrow morning.
Like
so
a baby shot.
I need to make sure I look handsome.
Okay.
We've been trying to sell this house for a while, so.
I'll buy it.
Okay.
Problem solved.
No, I guess that settles it. This family's moving up from a faraway city, so.
Moving on up.
Moving on up to the east side. Copyright.
So, for all of you listening, binging on the series, hashtag binge life, we're recording this immediately after the previous episode where we watched the film White Lives Matter. We are currently watching a different film. The podcast you're listening to is called B-Movie Deathmatch. It's a show where I talk a lot.
What's it about?
You watch a trailer for a movie that's probably shitty, sometimes it's not shitty, and you predict what weird things are going to happen in that movie, and then points are awarded. It sounds good. He's pouring a mixture.
Yeah.
Everyone's had a lot of alcohol.
Sets the ambiance.
So it's going to be the same cast as it was for the last episode. I'm Tommy.
I'm Chris.
Arlen here.
And Ross.
Hi.
Say hi, Ross.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yep.
You've shrunk in size considerably since then. It's almost like Ross
you
left.
The same.
You guys.
He could be my.
You are both half Hispanic.
Hey.
I imagine a heist movie where, like, you have to replace one view with the other one.
The one with Cody Banks. And then he's, like, the dude who isn't Cody Banks.
Is that Big Fat Liar or
is
that Agent? Wait.
Yes,
I confused Cody Banks with Frankie Muniz.
Because Frankie Muniz plays Cody Banks.
Why aren't we watching that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Big Fat Liar?
So,
or Cody Banks?
We
Cody
had Banks. One movie planned for tonight. We did not have a second. I wanted to watch 2003's version of Willard, but that didn't happen.
Well, we couldn't find it.
Despite
also,
all my rage. So then we're going to watch Gem and the Holograms, but that's
too long for what it was.
118 minutes long.
That's also a very deep reference that no one will get.
What'd you say?
Despite all my rage.
Oh, the trailer for Willard plays this song. Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rotten. Sorry, breath.
Cage. Literally, no one would have gotten that.
No. Okay, well, if you go home, if you're on Google right now, you're in your boring office job.
Pause the podcast.
Pause the podcast and go watch a trailer for Willard because they play that song. And
but do you understand why they played it?
Oh, because rats.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think that one through.
I didn't pick up on that either.
Chris has HBO Go, and we just picked pretty much the first movie that wasn't 118 minutes long. And what did that end up being, MC?
Nims Island,
which is a 2008 film starring Abigail. It's an Abigail Breslin vehicle.
It's every 12-year-old girl's dream.
To own their own island.
To own their own Abigail Breslin.
And to be Indiana Jones. Because that's what this movie wanted to be.
It has Jerry...
But we don't know yet.
Jerry B was definitely supposed to be...
Jerry B. From what I got in the trailer, Jerry B plays an imaginary Indiana Jones. We've had good luck with him on this podcast before. We also have Jodie Foster playing an author in this movie. And with the PG rating, I don't guess we're seeing any of Jodie's Fosters. So
I'm so upset.
I'm going to stop talking for a little while and see how this environment goes on without me.
Didn't you want to do a shot on the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, do a shot.
So if we can listen closely, that's a shot inside
of... In honor of the first PG movie?
That is Western Sons Vodka.
It looks good.
Delicious vodka.
It tastes
good.
Like
now. Where can I local mini bar?
All right. I'm going to grab the mic and actually like have it so you can get the ASMR of me doing the shot. So, yeah, just like it'll sound just like that. Do I say Prost? Ochin Ching? What do I say?
either works.
B movie deathmatch.
Slurp.
That's nothing.
So Western's vodka.
Oh, that is something.
Western vodka. When you want the smooth taste of the West in your mouth.
That's see. Last time
our
I had
new sponsor, Western vodka.
Last time I had vodka, it was Crystal Skull.
That shit's delicious.
And that stuff just slides down. This
not as good as Western vodka. Western Sun Vodka.
Close.
The son of Western Vodka. Shit, they're not going to pay us now.
I was going to do a Squarespace bit, but fuck it. Audible.com.
Do you need a platform to sell?
Do you need a platform to sell your nature boxes or for your audiobooks?
Circle area today.
Alrighty. So,
what else is there to be said about fucking Nim's Island?
Whenever
we do a double feature, we're all like tired and bummed out. There's nothing else to
know.
Say.
I am actually really energized for this.
I'm excited to watch this movie.
I'm fairly drunk.
There were pirates in the trailer, so.
Nim's Island is.
And a horny tail lizard.
Yes.
He said horny.
Yep.
Got him.
That was funny.
God.
No, this belongs to that very specific subgenre of movies that are about an author who imagines a story around them. But it looks like that's part one of the plot. Part two is about a young Peter Pan, Abigail Breslin, who lives on an island with her scientist dad. Mm-hmm. And she's friends with animals like Eliza Thornberry.
Mm.
And there's a pirate.
In this.
Who? Donnie? Donnie?
Flea.
Donnie?
Flea.
Darwin?
Flea.
Nigel?
Flea. Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh.
Flea.
Oh, does Flea voice Donnie?
Yeah.
Really?
So we were just yelling back and forth at each other.
Is your guess that Flea's going to be in this movie? Is that your multiplier?
Oh.
Okay.
Did you say The Wild Thornberry?
I love that
movie
show.
Did you
ever
seen the movie?
The one where they meet the Rugrats?
Yes.
That happens in a movie, yeah.
Can we watch that?
Well, sure, right now we gotta watch Nim's Island.
Did you know there's a Fairly Odd Parents live-action movie?
Yes.
Yeah, with
what?
Drake of Drake and Josh.
Yes.
Or is it Josh
of
Drake and
it's
Josh?
It's the skinny one.
Yeah, I
think
remember watching
Drake.
It was so sad. He worked so hard.
Hey, the other one got skinny, too.
Be you, Chris.
Guys,
if we go to the gym.
Oh, thank you.
Cut deep.
I told my friend that I was with your story about your gym and your Whataburger. I'm sorry.
For those that don't know,
Wait.
Everyone knows this, Chris.
I attempted to go to the gym one day. I got halfway there and saw a Whataburger. Instead went to Whataburger.
I think you're beautiful no matter what
that's
day.
True.
There's a part two of this story in that the next day I attempted to go to the gym too. Realized I left my wallet at home, went home, and then went to Chick-fil-A.
You're an American hero. You've done all that anyone can.
You were moving around.
I made it in the door the second time.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let you work out?
Nope.
You forgot your ID and they were like, no.
Well, honestly, I tried pulling out my wallet. It wasn't there. I just looked at the guy at the counter and just turned around. I was like, I'm not going to put in the effort for this.
You know, if you talked to him, he might have let you work out.
Yeah, probably.
He probably had your information in the system. If you talked to him for a minute and given him, like, your social security
That's
number.
Why I said I didn't want to put in the effort, because I understand that they probably could have gotten me in.
He just didn't want to work out.
He just didn't want
to work out. Well, that's about Chris's laziness.
And do you guys want to go straight on to predictions for Nim's Island?
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Who's up first?
I wonder what Nim is short for.
Probably Nimrod.
The famous hunter?
Yeah, it's probably what he's named after.
That's a silence.
Yeah.
I guess someone should break right in. Chris, can I drink more? Give me another shot.
Give me another shot. You have to wake up in the morning, so do I.
Red Solo cup.
I almost died yesterday. That's a lot. That's good, though. It's good, though. Jesus Christ, that's a ton!
It doesn't have a pour spout. It was a mistake, okay?
I mean, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I can do it.
You can do it.
I put cigarettes out of my body when I'm drunk enough.
Western Sun's vodka. When you want the best that a sun has to offer.
MC, earlier today, we were talking about a TV show that had a black astronaut in it, and not trying to make a pun, just subconsciously, he referred to the black astronaut as a blastronaut.
He did it.
He did that with his own word mouth.
That would wake up my dead grandfather. It's so bad.
All right, someone start their predictions off.
I feel like it was the best pun of the episode.
But it wasn't even intentional.
It wasn't intentional.
It's all right.
Blastronaut?
A blastronaut. Because he blasts off, too.
Right. He's also...
He really does. Like, honestly.
What? All right, if no one else is going to, I'm going to take this.
Take five a hey, shot. You take a shot. Arlen will start us off on predictions.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you're going to be distracting. Oof, during it.
This is like an entire, like, 7-liter gulp.
Come on, just. Arlen.
I'm not, because he's going to be like half
I'm going to be like. Through and go, yeah, sorry.
Just go ahead and
no,
do it.
No, you just do your shot and we'll all go right. on.
To John Travolta and his weirdly dyed red hair.
That's the past, man.
To Abigail Breslin and her dead career.
Ooh.
And Tommy's going to be very happy with this movie because there are no black people in it.
That's not true. The guy flew the plane.
Was he black?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I couldn't have watched this movie.
That is rubbing alcohol. You
That's
are pranking me, bro.
Said.
This is
You're
this
pranking
is decent,
me, bro.
This is decent vodka. It's not Crystal Skull, which is... Or Crystal Head vodka, which is very expensive and very delicious.
Indiana Jones.
And made
and
by crazy people.
One crazy person. One crazy he runs person. A church that
believes in UFOs.
The truth of UFOs.
Jerks off to ghosts.
Oh, by the way.
Gotta get the ectoplasm out there somehow.
Just side bit here. There is a documentary of Dan Aykroyd just smoking and talking about UFOs for an hour and a half, and I suggest that for the next
is episode. That like
it's gonna be so
in some families you put on like the fireplace for your home, but yes, in ours we just put on crazy Dan Aykroyd.
Yep.
And he just sits there and talks about how after 9/11 aliens don't want to talk to us anymore.
Yep. Why would
I feel like that is much longer than an hour and a half. They just ended it at some point. It's like it's time to roll credits. Just let him keep talking. Pretend we're still rolling.
It's one of the few films that was made in real time. They showed up, they turned the camera on, they let him go for an hour and a half, and like, all right, Dan.
He was actually already going when they showed up.
He was midway through his story about how he was about to leave the Ghostbuster set unless they let him film a scene where a ghost blows him.
Yeah, I was going to make that same joke.
Dan,
actually.
This is a movie for children. We're not going to put your ghost blowing scene. So help me, I'll walk.
I know my script was 10,000 pages. All I want is the blowjob scene.
Bill walks over and he's smoking cigarettes like, Dan, calm down. We can make the entire movie. We can do a blowjob scene in Ghostbusters 2. Let's just let Ghostbusters 1 be a success. It's like, no. Children need to know. Dan Aykroyd gets blowjobs from ghosts. And then I remember watching that scene with my dad for years as a child and asking what was happening.
I never even questioned that scene. I had no idea what was going on. I was just like, oh, the ghost is doing something funny to him. I had no idea. Until 5 years ago, I've watched this movie almost every year. I didn't even think of it as a blowjob scene until like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm 26.
Oh, you're 26.
I mean, I'm 24.
Yeah, I'm 24 too.
You're what? You're 16?
She is 21.
Yeah, I'm 12. That's why I want to watch this.
She is 21.
Movie.
Yes.
Cheers.
21. Cheers to drinking alcohol in copious amounts. I heard a rumor that the manager at Chico's Pizza stole tips from somebody after they had been fired.
Yes, he did. It's not a rumor. It is just a fact.
Who? Oh, I'm so freaking upset.
You can't say names because we're on national television.
So upset. Who does that?
Tommy wanted to tell the person, and I was like, he already knows because
told
we told
him.
I want to call the boss at Chico's Pizza and say,
so
look,
upset.
F.A., you can't steal people's tips, you piece of shit.
Like,
it's
legit.
The holidays.
I'm not dumb. I can read numbers. I showed Chris the tip sheet. I did the tip
sheet. I taught you how to work that tip sheet.
And he redid my tips. And he legit left him $1. $1.
Because he had a bad attitude because he's a black man working
in
America.
Yeah,
no, because the new manager doesn't like him. That's why he got fired. It wasn't because
upset.
He had a bad attitude. It's because the new manager is a piece of shit. You heard me, what your name is.
And this was Chico's Corner, brought to you by audible.com.
One day we will leave Chico's.
One day.
I left Chico's and I almost died for it. Oh.
I did it. Did Chris tell you?
You left?
No.
I asked for a raise,
so now I can't ever leave.
No, you can never leave. But
God.
I almost died today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You would have gotten a phone call probably around like, well, you're like in the, like the later echelon of people who would find out.
So
you probably would have found out around like 5 or 6.
The Tommy almost died segment.
Yeah.
Brie probably
would
have told me 3 weeks later.
No, Brie would have told you immediately probably, because Brie would have been one of the first people to find out because it was her dad who would have found me dead.
Oh.
But It let me...
We already discussed this earlier.
I like her so much, she calls me
it's
baby.
It's going to be a weekly segment now. How did Tommy almost die last week?
I mean, I did almost die. I had to
did
call my
really?
Mom. I cut into a live wire with a razor blade, and I should have died.
Did you shock her?
Did you really?
No, I somehow, by the grace of Satan himself, I'm still here.
Well, that sucks.
I know. You know how, like, sometimes there's, like, a... you have, like, a near-death experience. You're like, man, my life means so much.
That he had cut the
but
power
away. I had, like, a near-death experience, and it kind of reaffirmed that I don't really want to be alive.
He cut it with a razor blade, and it shocked him.
Was it his regular razor blade, or was it a different one?
It was his regular razor blade.
No, it wasn't.
It was
usually
one.
I
really?
Cut with a normal razor blade.
He usually has just a plain razor blade.
But I used
a
handled one.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that part.
He also usually uses his teeth.
That would have been fun. I fucked around with that wire for a long time.
I would have been so disappointed if I didn't die and I woke back up. And I had to pay my hospital bill.
Oh,
like,
no,
just stab me.
So what do you think is going to happen in
Nim's
Island?
My first prediction is that Tommy will cut through a cord and it'll spark and almost kill him.
With a razor blade?
Yeah.
But he'll be fine because it wasn't his regular
razor
blade.
Exactly. Am I going first?
Yeah, go for it. Is that your actual prediction?
No, it's not. My actual predictions are, first one is it'll be the villain will have an extremely violent death for a kids movie. Now, we'll, you know, points will be awarded by
like
how
in Tarzan.
Violent. Yeah. How he breaks his neck. Yeah.
In Tarzan, that guy gets lynched.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he got raped by gorillas.
Nah, that's the sequel.
Tarzan 2, raped to death by gorillas.
All right. Second guess is Jodie Foster ends up with Abigail Breslin's dad.
Oh, fuck. I think all
no!
four. Do all four of us have that? Is it too obvious?
Stop.
All four of us have it predicted.
Obviously. And then my third guess is Jodie Foster will start to say a swear word and then stop
no!
when she sees Abigail Breslin. Do you have that one?
No, but I was going to write it, but I only had three.
Yeah. There you go.
It's
those are my guesses.
Oh, those are solid.
I give you 5 points already for the swear
Thank
word.
It'll
you.
Probably be like snakes and ladders or something bullshit like that.
It's like... Go ahead.
I'll go next.
I'm going to throw up.
Jerry B. will play multiple parts. This isn't part of my prediction, but I highly anticipate that one of the parts will be the girl's dad.
I already thought he was in the trailer.
Was he not?
I didn't see him.
Thought he was.
I thought we saw the dad and it was not Jerry B.
I thought we saw the dad and he was Jerry B.
Well, that only deepens the mystery, which adds to the prediction.
Okay.
So I believe that Jerry B will play multiple parts, the imaginary one, and I do believe more than one other imaginary
Points
one.
Points will be awarded by how many Jerry Butlers there are.
No. Points will be awarded whether or not he's correct.
No, if it's the dad, and it's just the dad and the imaginary guy, then it's not
then full it's points. 5 points.
Then it's not full points.
No, because Chris's prediction is that it'll be
multiple
characters.
Multiple points.
Multiple...
I have written down. Jerry B plays multiple points.
It only takes two for him to be at 5 points.
No, but we already saw in the trailer that he plays the dad.
But
no, we did not.
I did not
yes,
see
we
that.
Did.
I do not
two
believe
of us
we
did
saw
not
it in
see
the
that.
Trailer.
I do not think the dad is Jerry B.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't think he is either. Well, I think he is, but I don't think we saw that in the trailer.
No, we definitely saw... Nim was like, my dad got lost while at sea. And we see a dude on a boat, and he falls off the boat.
Yeah.
And it was not Jerry
it
B.
It was Jerry B.
It
they
was
showed
not
him
Jerry
earlier.
B.
Yes, they did.
Jerry
they
B has is more like... thick, and he looks like the Thing from Fantastic Four, and the dude on the boat looked like a scrawny little motherfucker who only eats eggs for breakfast.
Yeah, that was Michael Chiklis.
Who the hell is Michael Chiklis?
The guy who plays the Thing in the original Fantastic Four series.
He looks like
the
he
Shield.
He looks like he eats a lot more than eggs for breakfast.
Oh yeah,
he probably eats eggs and ham,
and he falls in love with
and then.
Blind black woman.
Minerals, Marie. Minerals.
That sounds like me.
That's...
No, it's not the same actor. I know. They look similar. They're bald dudes who have a basketball for a body.
Okay. In Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, he falls... Or in the first one. He falls in love with a black blind girl.
Oh, okay.
Man, nobody will fall in love with me. And then a blind lady does.
And it's okay because he has orange skin.
I like how in Star Trek The Next Generation, how, like, women will be attracted to Worf.
Did you hear Chris's racist joke?
I don't fuck with Chris's racism.
Tommy just paves over it.
I just don't care. I really don't fuck with your racism, because you're just doing it for a reaction, so I won't give it to you. Because you don't, I don't have hate in my heart. You don't have hate in your heart. You just do it for attention.
Tommy's just trying to condition me.
What was I saying? In Star Trek The Next Generation, how ladies are like attracted to Worf, and Worf is like, you could not handle sex with a, what is he? He is a
Ferengi.
No, he's not a Ferengi, you racist. Jesus Christ.
Isn't he a Worf?
No, Worf is, like, is a Klingon. A Homo sapien could not have sex with a Klingon. And then, like, he ends up having sex with a Betazoid.
Yeah, that's no makes big no deal. Sense because there is a half human, half Klingon in Star Trek Voyager.
But
which is one of the main.
My
characters.
Point is that Worf is talking to a Betazoid. By the way, the Betazoid in Next Generation looks exactly like MC. I've always
Plus,
seen it.
You can have sex with anything.
A Worf? You can have sex with a
That's
Worf?
That's true.
But how could sex with a Worf be as dangerous as a blind lady having sex with a rock monster?
No, like, for because real, how does that happen?
When you have sex with a Worf, there are just boats everywhere, and they just claw against you.
You're usually not funny. That was fucking funny. Where are you in your goddamn predictions?
I did number one, now he's on the number two.
Number one. There's much debate over number one. I am keeping it.
We'll we ended see. Up on Star Trek The Next Generation, so you know it was going in a good direction.
The invaders are imaginary.
Okay.
I don't think the pirates or, like, what she thinks are the invaders are actually invaders.
That's a good guess.
They're Somali
actually.
Pirates, but she imagines them as, like, Captain Hook pirates.
But yeah, I don't think the little girl, what she perceives as the invaders are not really invaders. They're something. They're figments of her imagination, or they're like, they rightfully own the island, and she's like, no, they're taking over. They're the oil company.
Lame, but plausible.
Yeah, I believe it.
And then Jodie Foster will fall in love with the girl's dad.
Yep.
Who is definitely Jerry B.
Yes.
Not because of the trailer, because he's playing multiple parts.
He's the trailer.
It's not in the fucking trailer.
Okay.
It's Michael Chiklis in the trailer.
Yes.
I'm
going to
pull up the trailer.
We'll not rewatching.
You motherfucker, you confused Klingons with Ferengi.
I did not.
Shit.
I intentionally did that. You think I pulled Ferengi out of my ass to be like, oh, I don't know Star Trek at all. Let me pull out a deep cut Star Trek race, Ferengi.
I'm trying to think of all the Star Trek races I know, and I don't know that many.
They're just like
you
white,
just named
black,
two.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And alien.
In the Star Trek universe, everyone speaks like, whenever they go to a new planet, people just have like different weird shapes on their faces. It's really lazy.
And there's people who are white on one side and black on the other.
Vulcans, Klingons, Ferengi,
Kardashians. The Kardashians. Well, they're the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But like, really? I introduced my dad to Star Trek The Next Generation, and I was, like, trying to explain that.
I bet he loved
it. And he was like, and, you know, my dad's an older guy from the generation, and I was like, look, humans, white people, Klingons,
the
Nation of Islam.
Oh, my God, they are.
That's horrible.
Vulcans, the Japanese. I mean.
Oh, I thought they were the Jews.
That's so horrible.
We're getting into race. Fuck off.
That's the whole point. We didn't watch Like Mike.
The Ferengi.
Oh, they are the Jews. Oh my god. I knew that before.
It's some thinly veiled bullshit. It's
barely veiled.
I'm gonna have to go to synagogue in the morning.
Cause it's a Friday.
Yes.
No, tomorrow's Friday.
And it is the Sabbath on Friday.
You can visit temple like every day.
Good. It's important.
It's not like a church where they
get a relationship
with
God. MC
is an expert about when and when you cannot visit temple.
Yep.
I was going to say something about a Star Trek episode I watched, but...
How was your bat mitzvah?
I'm a girl.
Bar mitzvah.
Bat mitzvah is a girl's.
I don't have enough friends. Okay. That's why I didn't have
I was watching a Star Trek episode that was supposed to be about global warming, and they
the
beat this...
one?
No, not
that's,
that one.
That's
a movie.
Stupid.
This is,
I hate it.
This is The Next Generation, but they meet these aliens who are like, guys... Warp engines tear the fabric of the universe apart. You gotta stop using warp engines.
And
like,
Donald Trump showed up.
We don't believe you. And then there's a scene later where Geordi looks directly in the camera with his like laser beam eyes, and he's like,
Geordi looks directly in the camera. You think?
We don't know. But he looks directly in the camera. Is like, I guess I reacted emotionally because I love my warp engine so much, and now I can't accept the fact that a warp engine could harm the universe.
Yeah, that's pretty thinly veiled.
That episode was directed
by Al Gore.
All right, I hate to show all my cards. How drunk am I, guys? Because I have other people gauge it for
bit.
Me.
A little drunk. I mean, we need to get on, you know, MC James Island.
Next up. Let's go.
Predictions.
Okay. There will be one rich white guy trying to help.
Oh, my God. I almost did the same succeed. Joke. I almost did that same
Say
joke.
Say it again, because Chris definitely talked over you.
Never mind. I'm sorry. I read the wrong one. Gonna be honest.
She read Ross's predictions.
Okay. My handwriting looks the same.
And I almost...
In Nim's Island, I predict that Travolta will do an elaborate handshake with another white man.
I almost...
I'm sorry.
I have my previous predictions right here. I almost did that same joke.
All right, let's go.
Okay, my first one. The author will spend a 5-minute, 7-hour long, whatever, scene showing her not wanting to leave her house. So she's gonna be
montage.
Like, oh no, oh, okay. No, don't want to leave my house, gonna fall on the floor.
There's a scene in the trailer where she's being dragged out by her.
Dang,
like,
it, does that count?
No, but like your prediction is that that scene's gonna be extended,
yeah, right? And we'll give you points on how long it is.
Because if it's only that one shot, you don't get any points.
Oh.
Arlen, MC has the best predictions ever.
Okay.
We have
you haven't introduced us yet because the series hasn't even been released yet.
I'm not joking. They're the best part of any episode.
She predicted there was going to be aliens in Creeper.
No, she didn't predict. She thought that there were aliens and made predictions based on the fact that the trailer showed aliens in Green Room.
There was a cornfield.
Nice, and it's called Green Room.
And it stars Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yes. Okay, there you go. There are some links there.
It was beautiful.
All right, number two.
Number two isn't that good.
Well,
the author is going to fall in love with the dad.
Okay, well, that's all we all have. I think it's a very good guess.
It's easy grabs.
We all have 5 points.
Yeah, 5 points already.
A woman can't be without a man.
Mm.
That's very true.
She said it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... The dad is going to be... Sorry. Okay, the dad is going to get hurt in some weird, like, Indiana Jones thing, and then he's going to end up going off to sea, which we already found out, so I couldn't put that in there, and so I realized while you guys were talking about it was already in the trailer. So that's not my prediction. But he's going to get really hurt, and so Nim's going to have to call for help, and so that's why she called for help, is because he got, like, stabbed.
Okay, I'm counting it.
You can change your prediction because in the trailer she literally calls for help because her dad is lost at sea.
Because he got hurt.
MC's prediction is that he got stabbed, so that's what I'm counting it.
He's
as.
Gonna get stabbed okay, so in like stabbed. Either this leg or here.
It will be just like Cloverfield, the first Cloverfield.
So kind of like they save him and then he gets. Or they find him and then he gets hurt or something?
MC's prediction is
he's going to get stabbed at some point.
Okay,
yes,
there we go.
Okay.
Something more than just getting lost at sea.
Okay, so on to my predictions. I'm surprised no one else... that was three, right?
On to me.
Tommy's just questioning his reality right now.
The most important. So this is a movie with a bunch of animal companions, specifically a seal. This movie whored the shit out of that seal.
Really? I thought it focused way more on the lizard.
No, I remember the seal more.
What kind of lizard is it, Chris?
She fucking slingshotted the lizard.
Chris, what kind of lizard
is it? It's a horny lizard.
It's a horny lizard. Anyways, what happens in movies where there are animals? The animals burp.
And then
the main character of the movie... wipes their hand around their nose and is like,
"Hold on,
Charlie the Seal, did you just burp?"
Do we know if this is a Nickelodeon movie?
I don't give a shit.
That's gonna give you 5 points right there.
Because prediction number one, that seal is gonna burp.
Okay.
Not in the trailer, but that's gonna happen.
No.
Prediction number two. We all hear it. That's a lot. That's a heavy shot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
21-year-old.
Okay. A lot of Sprite to that.
I'm gonna kinda add a different to mine.
Don't worry about it.
Just do it. It's a good ASMR. It adds personality to the podcast.
People are gonna fall asleep to our podcast. Very
racially charged dreams.
Yep. You were just raising white
supremacists. Stop that shit. Stop you, that shit.
You know, like those gay conversion camps, they play your podcast. Yeah. Like when they're like bathing them in hot water to get rid of their loving feelings, they play you in the background.
This is a hate
also
podcast.
hate black people.
What?
I don't know.
We love black people here.
That's true.
That's why you watch Eddie Murphy movies.
Let's have a montage of all our black guests. And now that we're back from that,
the predominantly white and then always a half person.
I have invited two African Americans.
There's only one
There's
half
always
person.
A half person.
I've invited two African Americans to be on
not
this
true.
Show.
They're three fifths of a person.
Christopher. You did this because you didn't go through predictions fast enough. You knew he was going to talk about race.
You know, like on YouTube, they show you like the demographic of who watches your videos and who listens to your podcasts. Oh, God.
Just the alt-right.
It's just the Aryan Nation.
We're going to get reported.
The White House. Do you watch Zimmy movies?
You should taste that first because that's going to be...
That was me doing that voice, by the way. I was going to go for a gag. There was an old gag me and Chris used to do when we were roommates like 12 years ago where I would talk about Aldi, the supermarket brand, but I would talk like a Nazi about marketing programs for Aldi.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember? It was like, we will put un leprechaun on un cereal with marshmallows.
I'm sorry.
We can cut that.
What's your second
We're
guess?
Not cutting that. We are keeping that in. That is Tommy's second impression.
So to speak it verbatim, Arthur and Nim's dad intend to fuck. Which is different than you guys. And so my specific prediction, if I may go into it, because I do have my different...
They're going to be making bacon babies as...
They don't get together. But at the ending of the movie,
they don't. You're
Jodie
right.
Foster and the dad are there and they give each other sex eyes.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to give our own sex eyes right now.
There is a lot of sex eyes.
Well, leave your tongue out. There you go.
That's sex tongue. The tongue
so
dominates the eyes.
I might stand to make different predictions because specifically that those two characters will give each other bedroom eyes.
Yeah, sort of. I mean,
bedroom eyes. Got toned it down for the PG audience.
That's so cute.
Bedroom eyes. I've got bedroom eyes.
But what would your third guess be?
My third prediction is that the movie will open in an exciting situation, and it'll be part of the book series.
Oh, that's so obvious.
So, like,
that's so
they're the opening. The opening. The opening credits are happening, and Gerard Butler is in a mysterious foreign land in an action story.
Fuck you, Tommy.
Yeah,
that's how it
you're
starts.
Stealing 10 points.
That is how it starts.
It starts in a desert. How much? How much?
Well, it could be
can I get 2 points?
Yeah, go
if
for it.
If it starts in, like, the action scene starts in the desert?
MC, if it starts in a desert,
okay.
Then 2 points.
But I get 5 points because the movie's going to open with Gerard Butler in a goddamn action sequence from his books.
Okay.
Let's dive right the fuck into wild cards.
Okay.
Arlen, what is your wild card? For those of you listening at home and you poorly decide to make this your first episode, if you get your wild card correct, you double your points.
Okay, so I put down verbatim fucking zombies or something. I don't know, fuck you. So, like, wow. Zombies. That's my guess.
Okay.
Zombies.
It sounds like Arlen does not want to watch this movie.
Well, I didn't know what to do for a wild card.
I wish we were watching Gem and the Holograms. I can't say that enough.
Well, it's too long and probably too boring.
Well, for my wild card, since I believe that Jerry B will be playing multiple parts, I also believe that Jerry B will die multiple times.
Okay.
Aww,
that'd be fun.
Either
actually,
the imaginary version of him and a real version of him, or whatever.
That's fun.
I bet the author is going to, like, try and plan and kill off the main character of her book, but she's going to be, like, not being able to figure it out, and she's going to tell Abigail or Brislin or whatever that she's going to kill him off, and she's going to be like, you can't kill off
and it's
the main
misery.
Character!
She kidnaps the author and breaks her legs.
Not for that one.
Huh,
for that
it's going to happen.
We
got to
put a cap.
Yes, this movie's going to turn into misery, and she's going to break her legs.
Young Deanna Troi, what is...
Oh my god.
She looks exactly like Deanna Troi. MC looks exactly like Deanna Troi.
Is that a friend of yours?
Yeah, it's a, well, MC is a friend of mine. Deanna Troi is a friend of mine on Star Trek The Next Generation. Because okay. Makes me feel like I have friends.
You should look that up for me, Chris.
Okay, I will.
Let me know. Your phone is a mock right now. Mock,
maybe. Okay. The joke that no one could see is that I reached for my phone.
I appreciate it. Actually, I took you at face value because I saw you reaching for the mic of our podcast. I was like, no, don't touch it.
No.
The audience will hear the button clicking.
I'm paying more attention than that, Tommy, but thank you.
I've had a lot of vodka. I've had a...
You had 2 shots in less than 15 minutes.
I'm a featherweight, and I also, if I didn't tell you, I wasn't using my regular razor blade today, and I almost died.
You would have gotten a phone call. Something?
Yeah. Were you not using your Harry's razor blade? Sign up now. $1 only for your first razor. Harry's.com.
Did you really just name a razor blade company Harry's?
No, it's a very famous podcast advertisement.
It's very famous. You wouldn't understand it because you only listen to the worst idea of all time.
It's not. Okay. It's right up there with Brazil Nuts.
There's Dollar Shave Club and there's Harry's. There's 2 of them.
I've only ever heard of Dollar Shave Club.
Harry's is a big one.
FC, what's your wild card?
Mine is the woman is going to do, and then I wrote do as in D-U-E because I'm stupid. So the woman is going to do not drugs because it's a Disney movie, so she can't do actual drugs, so it's not drugs. But she's going to be on the island and she's going to be like ooh. Bite. Or no, she's going to like eat some food or she's going to like knock her head and she's going to be doing not drugs. But we all know it's actually
like
drugs.
The elephant scene from Dumbo.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just him getting drunk.
And then I put on the island and see imaginary, and then that was supposed to be like filled in imaginary everything.
Shit.
Okay.
So like a psychedelic sequence that takes place within the mind of Jodie Foster.
I once like almost got picked up by a guy because he was like, have you ever done acid? And I was like, no.
You should stop.
MC, okay. I feel like most of your stories revolve around you being almost abducted by a terrifying man.
It's so true because I have no... Like, I'm just like, hey.
Did anyone ever teach you about stranger danger?
I mean, I'll never forget the time that we drove past you and we're like, hey, do you want to be on a podcast? And we just shoved you into the trunk of our car.
Like, honestly.
And you started appearing on a podcast.
The weird thing is, we did not know MC before this podcast.
I just got into their car.
Hey, you want to be on a podcast? We need a feminine voice. You also look like Deanna Troi. And we're in the-
we also need a half minority.
To excuse our crimes against humanity.
Dogs, acid, podcasts, lasagna, pizza.
Out of context, you're just listing great things.
Oh, and random bed.
Oh, true. They'd be like, I have a bed in my car. And I'd be like, sign me up.
I
walked by an apartment once and there was these 2 very pretty boys that were also very old. And they're like, hey, girl, do you want to come into our bed tonight? And I was like... Okay. And they were like, are you for real? If you agree, they're like, what? And I'm like, no, it's chill. But I probably could have gotten kidnapped. But it's whatever.
Maybe they just would have cuddled you.
Maybe. They could have cuddled my feelings.
They might
about...
have had a Casper mattress. I want the advertisements. I want them. I don't want to work at Chico's Pizza.
You know, Sam Hyde got fired from Adult Swim because he was a racist piece of shit. And maybe our podcast won't get any sponsors.
We're not racists. We're not real racists.
You know, pretending to say racist comments for a reaction, that's still offensive.
It happens on most of the podcasts I listen to.
Sam Hyde is might be all right power hour.
They might be all right. Damn it, Arlen.
Chris's favorite.
Shark's wife joke.
I'd probably take enough race for the rest of you guys to make up for it.
I have no hate in my heart.
Neither do I. None of us do.
Didn't you run a marathon or something last week?
I almost died this morning.
Yeah.
He almost died during his marathon, too.
I believe it.
And then the week before,
guys,
when we just went running.
There's this really weird feeling when you run a marathon. When you run a marathon, your nose goes numb.
Is that where you poop yourself?
I've never pooped myself during a marathon.
Why not?
Because I don't eat the day before.
You're allowed to, though.
Yeah, they don't care.
That's why I run marathons, because I get to poop myself.
You get to carb load and poop yourself. You can have as much spaghetti as you want.
Do you
want
to hear my wild card or not?
Go for it.
So, as if we haven't been talking about Star Trek enough, my wild card is that Patrick Stewart will appear in this film.
It's written down. I feel like this would be a fucking joke.
No, it's there. It's right there. If today on our snack corner, because it's not a B movie death match without a snack to match, and today's snack match was vodka.
How did I never think of that? A snack match for death match.
Yeah, we could have all brought snacks with them.
My stupid seg. I hate my own segment. I'm canceling it.
No, it's great. We have Sprite Tropical Mix. Sprite sponsored by Shaq. And Western Sun Vodka.
Does Shaq have AIDS?
No, that's no. Magic Johnson.
Jesus Christ!
God.
Not from you, MC! Not from you!
It could be a secret!
It could be.
It could be a secret, but you're thinking of Magic Johnson!
No, because Magic Johnson also has HIV, it's different.
Also, none of us would know if Shaq secretly had AIDS.
We could.
Why would any of us know that?
I would know he tried to pick me up outside of Chico's Pizza.
That's racist. That was just a guy with his daughter.
No, that was someone else. This has happened multiple times.
Does anyone ever appreciate that Magic Johnson's name is Magic Johnson? Why doesn't that kid appreciate
it? Yeah, I know,
it's
funny.
It does.
Oh, okay, well, I thought I was special. Stop texting during the goddamn podcast.
She can text if she wants. Just because you are separated from your phone doesn't mean you can't use it. No one's texting me.
Nothing's happening right now anyways in the podcast. We're just kind of droning on until we press stop.
I really don't want to watch Nim's Island. Oh. It looks like a piece of shit movie.
It looks so bad.
Guys, Jodie Foster's in it. She won an Oscar once.
Do you think it's just show her boobs?
Can we just look up pictures of Jodie Foster naked?
That's some really weird porn.
Jodie Foster porn? Yeah, she does some weird shit. Boring. A lot of peanut butter. And dogs. Oh, okay. I'm calling it that. That's
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Start speaking.
MC, get closer to the goddamn... Oh. MC, get closer to the mic. I'm coming. What? Jesus fucking Christ, I hated that movie.
It was so good.
We didn't even watch it. Everyone in the room was just talking about how tired they were.
We talked about how much we hated it, and then we looked on our phones.
Everyone was on their phones. There was a brief period where there was interest in what Abigail Breslin looks like right now in 2016.
I believe you mean...
Abigail Breslin. There were a lot of breast puns.
Jesus.
Because Abigail Breslin has some big old knockers nowadays.
You're welcome. I made you guys look that up.
Yep, she has.
So if anyone out there is curious.
Your identity, girl.
Abigail Breslin has now released.
I was scared too.
A single. Guys.
That movie was not very good.
The movie was garbage.
No, it was so good.
That movie was not good.
Did we watch the same movie?
Yes. Can I sum up the movie I just watched?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sum it up.
Jodie Foster lives in New York, and she wants the audience to buy Progresso soup and Purell hand soap, and she keeps telling the audience to do that. Meanwhile, Abigail Breslin rides around on a zip line, then meets a small boy from Australia, and a lizard says a few things.
But what about her dad?
Oh, her dad, Gerard Butler, he is an imaginary person in Jodie Foster's brain. He's also real, and he's in a boat being circled by sharks, and it consumes approximately 5 hours of the movie's time.
And he plays two parts.
We already knew that in the trailer.
We did not know
there
that.
There was a desert.
Yes, we did. We saw it in the trailer.
Give
that
a
is.
Shit.
Stop zero trying to mark points. My shit out.
This
I
movie,
did not see that in the trailer.
This movie had no antagonist.
It did. The fat family.
The middle of this movie was like setting up like a Home Alone hijinks scene where a bunch of tourists come to the island and she has to fight off the tourists. But it doesn't matter. It has no consequence.
Yeah, it's also in the middle of the movie.
This movie had no acts.
Yeah.
You know, there's an act one, act two, act three.
No, this did not have that. Because the ending of the movie seemed like it should be the beginning.
Well, also, if you think about it, the characters literally did nothing. Like, they had no...
They didn't grow.
Well, yeah, they had no effect on the plot, though.
The turtles. They grew from the turtles.
The baby turtle grew,
How did they grow from the turtles.
And we never even saw that. There's no proof.
Yeah.
But, no, the characters, none of their actions affected anything plot-wise.
This movie was like getting...
Gerard Butler got lost.
And then he got found.
Gerard Butler got lost. No, he didn't.
Jodie Foster got lost and she got found herself.
The plot of the movie is Gerard Butler gets lost and then it's resolved by him rescuing himself.
Yes.
So there was no point to any of this.
Nim's plot line is she wants to get the tourists to leave and then she does.
Well,
and
that's in
the
second
act or the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
She also accidentally causes a volcanic eruption that doesn't actually happen because her island's perfectly fine.
What the fuck was that scene when the little boy from Australia falls in love with Nim for like 2 minutes and then he just leaves?
He has to go back to Australia. It's very heartbreaking.
This movie really hates Australians.
The fat
Australians
boy?
Aren't allowed to leave.
She you fell know they're in love prisoners, with him?
Right? I think so. He fell in love with her.
Why would she not fall in love with someone hotter?
I appreciated you.
She didn't see very many.
What?
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a crosstalk there. Abigail Breslin sucks. Gerard Butler sucks. Jodie Foster.
Really?
She sucks.
I bet
the Australians, they suck. The seal, it sucks. The small, horny toad lizard, it sucks. This movie sucks. I hate it.
I think I actually got the name of that species wrong. It's like a dragon.
It's a dragon lizard. Who gives a shit? There's a...
I don't know.
Ron Paul...
It came out of
business
my butt.
Card?
I don't know where it came from.
Not.
Oh, the gum.
No, it's just a guy who's running for a local election.
Gum. It's a fucking
Cheeto. It's a Cheeto. Here you go.
Chris, why do you have
Here
a
you
Cheeto
go,
underneath your table?
I don't know. Why don't you eat it?
Oh.
I don't want to. It's gone now.
That's no one eat it. Please don't eat that.
Okay. Can we do the prediction so I can go home? Because I hate life. And no one should ever watch this movie. And
no.
I don't want to do any segments about
this
movie.
It's not that bad.
It's perfect for 12-year-old girls who are trying to find themselves if they have a father who abandons them in the middle of an island.
Yes, it's good for that very small market.
I'm not sure you can find any people in that market.
Very specific demographic. It is amazing for it.
No
yes,
one else.
Entirely on the novelty of the fact that it's similar to their lives. And nothing else. And nothing else alone.
Also, because they can't get access to anything else.
Does it ever hurt to watch a movie that has, like, so little meaning to its plot, but you can tell, like, the budget was so high?
Like this
I
movie.
Feel like this was supposed
they
to be a Nickelodeon
rented, like,
movie.
The entire island of Hawaii just to for them.
And seals are not cheap to hire.
Well,
seals
they are.
Cost
I don't know
lot.
If that's a real seal.
I can get
seal
a seal
time.
Right now.
That's
Let's go get a seal.
It was
a real
silly
seal.
Stuff.
It was a real seal.
No, that movie did not have a good CG budget.
Did you see the CG of that movie?
There's
no, that is
fucking
true.
Terrible.
I don't know if anyone else in this room watches Tim and Eric, but if you've ever seen the Brownie Mountain sketch from Tim and Eric, they pretty much do that level of CG where they just like have Abigail Breslin on a green screen pretending to climb and they just superimpose her on a mountain.
It's bad.
I don't have anything else to say about
this
garbage movie.
This is not Grand Moff Tarkin level CG.
Oh, are we talking about Rogue One? Are we talking about Rogue One now?
Should we?
We had a 2-hour conversation about Rogue One.
Can we talk about how Rogue One, when Chris went by himself at 9 a.m. to see this movie, like every 42-year-old man who doesn't have a family? That was Chris.
How'd you get stopped up through the course of the movie? You weren't stopped up when we started.
It's late.
Am I really?
You're getting stopped up.
I'm sorry. I'm 85 years old. It's late. My bedtime's 9 o'clock.
That is not true. But yeah, I did go see...
At 9 a.m. by himself.
Why?
By himself.
I wanted to go see it. I was up in the morning, and the fucking movie tavern does breakfast showings that no one shows up for.
You could have texted me. I would have gone with you.
And then he has a drink at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
by himself.
The bar.
At 9 in the morning.
I wasn't planning on having a drink. The fucking waitress asked me, it's like, oh, do you want the Rebel blah blah blah? And I was like, oh, sure, I guess I'll take one
of
those. Of
course I do, because I'm a 42-year-old man who's alone. I would love to have a drink at 9 in the morning.
And then you know what? I ordered it, and she's like, okay, well, I've got you down for the Imperial blah blah blah. And I was like, I thought you said Rebel earlier. And then I made a joke about, oh, that's not what you said. I don't want that anymore.
And then she was uncomfortable.
Every girl around him is uncomfortable.
I always tip well. I always tip well. But yeah, it was a good movie. Let's just talk
about that favorite scene of Nim's Island?
Have you seen Rogue One?
I had. It was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty solid.
I liked the robot.
The robot was good. K2SO4?
Yep.
There's no 4. But K2SO, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I also liked R2-D2.
NC3PO.
An awkward insertion.
Yeah. Ooh, see,
no one ever tells me anything.
Remember that part of Nem's Island when Jodie Foster says 5-inch gash with pus coming out?
That was the only thing I remember.
That was pretty great, guys.
Nem, how old are you? Come!
Yeah, we were pretty immature in this movie. For the much else.
Really, the only thing I remember this movie, the only thing I will remember from this movie is just checking the time and counting the seconds for it to end. Well, Arlen made breast puns by singing, like, "You're the breast all around." Yep. Breast days of my life.
All around.
Those were the breast days of my life.
You had, like, 5 different songs.
Yeah, I remember all of them.
If we were a little bit more...
The breast.
If we were more sober and, like, not tired, we would talk more about this movie's blatant sponsorship.
By Progresso
and Purell. No one else.
Yeah, that's about Progresso.
If you want to sponsor us, we are slightly higher quality than this movie.
I would say we're a lot better than that. Okay, so I just need to make sure I tell the audience what's going on right now. We wrote our guesses today on these little green sheets of paper that have my alma mater on them, the University of North Texas, UNT.
Don't say that. They'll figure out who we are.
Arlen has gone through one by one and put a C on it. So
no,
all
that's
of them
not
say
true.
Cunt.
You have.
Cunt.
That's what I want for Christmas.
It's also
a cunt. Mug.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the cunt
mug.
Oh, no. Yeah, the cunt mug.
Yeah, no. Tom, you are wrong. On his own, he wrote cunts.
The plural of cunt.
Yeah.
That's not true at all.
Okay, is there
no
anything
one can
else?
Prove that.
Is there anything else from Nim's Island? There's zip
a
lines,
lizard.
There's seals. There's a lizard. It's a children's film that sucks dick.
It is not good. There's no.
It is
structure.
So Toy Story 3.
I don't think there was actual dick in this movie.
There wasn't.
But the movie itself sucks dick.
I wish I could.
Okay.
Okay.
You wish you could suck dick?
What? I don't know.
Okay. Can we get into predictions so we can end this horrible nightmare?
Let's.
Arlen will go first because he has some contentious things about my predictions.
Okay.
So I do not want to go first.
My first one is extremely violent death of villain. There was no villain.
No, in the trailer, there's a pirate, and there's no pirate in the movie.
There's no pirate.
In fact, there's only 2 deaths in the entire movie.
Yeah,
continue, Arlen.
Butler, yeah. Second one, Jodie Foster and the dad end up together. Yep, 5 points.
That one was...
That's
yeah,
a solid 5.
Yeah, it's solid 5.
And then Foster will start to say a swear and then stop because of Abby B. They're in like 3 minutes together.
I also...
So, no.
I feel like she did start to say something and interrupted herself.
Okay, 1. I get 1
point. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
I get 6,
six
points.
Good job.
6 points for Arlen.
So in this movie, they're trying to scare away some tourists and a seal farts at them. And it's hard to be loud. And I was like, do I get partial credit for that? And everyone was like, no.
But then you got full burp.
The seal is eating Progresso, and it looks right at the camera and says, Progresso, and burps. And it's confirmed by the goddamn subtitles. And the subtitles say burps. And I didn't even give a shit, because that's 5 points. All right. Author and Nim's dad, fuck. That's implied.
I think
that's
that
5.
Happens.
5.
That's
5. That does not happen.
We know
they never
fucking. It happens.
That's 5 points. I'm at 10 points. The movie opens with a Gerard Butler scene and is like fictional bullshit.
Not
zero.
At all.
In the very opening of the movie, we cut to them in the desert. It's one of the. It's in the first 10 minutes.
That's in 5 minutes.
I'm taking 3 points.
Zero.
I'm taking 3 points.
Zero.
I'm taking 2 points.
Zero.
I'm taking 2 points.
You get
2 goddamn
points.
I will fuck you in your eyeballs. I will fuck you through one eyeball and come out the other one.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to ruin you.
Taking 2 points.
I'm
taking 2 points. And I'm going to have fucking 12 points. I have 12 goddamn points from Nim's goddamn island. I want to go to sleep.
You're so good at predicting kids' movies, Tommy.
So I never want to watch another goddamn children's movie ever
Return
again.
To Nim's Island.
Return to Nim's Island looks like a goddamn pornography. It's not the same cast. It looks like it has a budget of $12 and some buttons.
I love buttons.
All right, what was your prediction?
It's your go.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Do I repeat what I said?
Go! Yes.
The author will spend a 5-minute scene showing her not wanting to leave her house.
5 points. Take it.
2 points.
3 points.
5 points.
2 points. 3 points.
God damn it. Give her 5.
It was less than 5
Give her 3.
4.
3.
4. Consensus is 3.
Consensus is 3.
3.5.
There are no halves in B-Movie Deathmatch.
You get 3 points.
The only halves are what's left of my heart. Aww. I know.
It's okay.
It's alright.
She'll come back to you, I swear.
No, she won't.
It's Should we okay. get into this?
No.
The author. Leave me alone. Oh, my number two. The author is going to
This
fall
movie was a number two.
In love with the dad.
Oh, 5 points. Shit.
5 points plus, what was it, three?
Three
plus five is...
Eight.
Yep. Okay, the third one. The dad is going to get hurt leaving him.
The dad did not get hurt
at
all.
Hurt,
no,
so
zero.
But in his heart...
That doesn't
zero.
Count. That's
zero
8 points.
I get hurt in my heart.
You
that
got
counts.
8 points.
Emily was but eaten by movie. A whale!
Okay.
Emily was Gerard Butler's
so
wife and Nim's mom. Hey, Chris, I'm talking, Chris, about how Emily was eaten by a whale because a tourist ship knocked her off of her boat and she fell inside the belly of a whale.
Shit.
I was going to write something on here.
Arlen wants to write cunt on your sheet.
Please.
Let him do it.
Cunt. I'm sorry.
Abigail Breslin is a cunt.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Can I have my pin back?
No,
please.
It's mine now. Arlen, how many points did you get?
I got six.
Six. Tell me, how many points did you get?
12.
12.
How many did I get?
You got eight.
Eight.
Oh.
Right
I
down
am
for
going.
You.
Okay, thank you.
I'm gonna light my hand on fire.
Arlen, stop playing with a lighter. The audience can't even see that
Let's
shit.
Let's debate how many
stop
points.
Stop touching my
Chris
shit.
Got.
Come on.
Did Chris go yet or no?
No.
He already went.
Hurry up.
Jerry B plays multiple parts.
He plays two parts.
He plays two parts.
Debatably from the trailer.
From the trailers.
We could not tell from the
trailer. Yes, we
trailer.
Could. That's
Fine.
Three.
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 Fine. Three.
That's
the invaders
fair.
Are imaginary. Not true. They're real.
Zero.
They're just stupid. Jodie Foster, blah, 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 falls in love, 5 points.
Eight.
But the most important part is Jerry B will die more than once.
He died
and he
once.
Does.
He died
He dies
once.
Twice. He drowns himself.
He died once. He didn't die in that sequence.
He drowned himself
no,
and
he
was submerged
himself.
In lava. I have 16 points.
It wasn't confirmed.
Don't.
He faded away into the ocean.
I have 16 points.
He faded away.
I have 16 points.
No,
I had
don't.
The first multiplier score, and that is a fact.
I don't care. Let him have it.
No, it's not true. You win, Tommy.
Congratulations.
To who?
This bullshit. Tommy, you said he died.
How many times did Gerard Butler die in that movie?
Five.
Jesus, damn it. God damn it.
Democracy,
yes.
I say no. You win, Tommy. Congratulations.
That is not true. By democracy... I say at least two.
You
so
know,
you've got 5, 2, 0, and
this is
1.
12!
Okay, well then...
I got 6.
By democracy, my score is doubled.
My wild card was Patrick Lord Stewart. And if you look closely...
Patrick Stewart was in the movie. Sorry.
Patrick Stewart
right.
looked
Multipliers.
At this... Patrick Stewart looked at the script, the man who said yes to X-Men 3, and he looked at this script and said, fuck... this.
Anyway, Arlen, what's your multiplier? Did you score?
No. Fucking zombies or something. I end with 6 points.
Exactly. Tommy, your multiplier. Failed? Yes.
Patrick Stewart.
Not
he was
in
not
movie.
In the film.
Mine was not drugs.
Oh, there were
no,
drugs.
No drugs.
There's no hallucinations.
But there was
not
also
drugs.
No death scene. Multiple deaths
but
in Gerard Butler.
GB did die twice.
One time.
He drowned
Once.
Himself. He drowned himself.
He jumped in the water.
Let him have
it.
Let
drown
him
himself.
It. Let him have it.
How about, here's the thing. Chris can say he won, but everyone else admits that Tommy actually won.
This is bullshit.
I'm okay with that.
This is rigged.
Yeah.
I won. I had the first multiplier win.
It's, we're voting like Maine does, to where it's like split by vote. They don't get all electoral votes.
This is bullshit.
So
I got the multiplier.
Tommy gets 3 votes for victory and Chris gets 1.
I want to go to sleep.
And that's the ending.
I just want to throw up.
Why do you want to throw up? Did you drink too much?
Know.
It's a terrible movie.
It's because of All In for Paul. Who is he?
MC is looking at a small business card she found that's like a political vote for Paul. But Paul doesn't have a last name. Who the fuck is Paul, Chris?
Who cares?
He
I got the multiplier.
All In for Paul. That doesn't rhyme.
All In for
it
Paul.
Does it have to
Is
rhyme.
His last name N? Because that would make sense.
I'm For
All
Her.
All In
for Paul.
Paul N.
I'm For Her doesn't
Chris,
rhyme.
I don't care. You won.
I Hate Minorities doesn't rhyme. That's Donald Trump's.
I bet Donald Trump fucking... I fucking bet Baron Von Trump, his little baby, loves Nim. Nim's Island. And he just sits there and watches this movie without
you,
a fucking plot.
You
and
cannot
he loves
say that.
Every
that
scene
is
of it.
Literally the worst thing.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Probably.
He's also allegedly a pedophile.
Okay, Arlen, would you fix this? Or would you franchise
it? Oh, I freaking forgot to fix it or franchise it.
I'd fix it to where Gerard Butler died more times so Chris would actually be the real winner.
Fuck you. I am the real winner. Tommy, would you fix it or franchise it?
I would fix it by having Macho Man Randy Savage come out and savagely rape every character in this movie.
Oh, even the
Noah Rape Jokes.
Even the seal.
We said Noah Rape Jokes after post number 9.
Are you going to throw up? Are you about to throw up?
MC, are you alright?
MC, are you about to throw up?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Did you almost throw up just now?
No.
I will.
Oh, we're more focused on MC's right MC right now.
I will franchise this.
No, it already was franchised.
A third movie
called Revenge.
Called Nim Squared. Just like Alien 3.
And it's just Alien 3?
It's going to be Alien 3 and it's going to be fucking terrible.
With.
And Sigourney Weaver's gonna be in it, and Breasticles is gonna be in it, whatever fucking name is.
Breasticles? So
Breasticles.
Yes, exactly.
You mean Abigail Breslin? Or?
Yes, okay. Abigail Breslin. She's gonna be in it, she's gonna be terrible.
MC, would you fix it or franchise it?
Probably franchise. I would have a lot of violence.
Okay. That's essentially. That's pretty good.
It's the sequel that bleeds into Nim's.
Sequel? Can we watch Twitches 2?
We can watch Twitches 2 at any time.
I wish.
Here's the tagline, because we're now doing the tagline game. The tagline for this is fuck, shit, fuck, burn shit, die. What? And then the N-word 18 times.
Repeat so people, it.
Fuck, shit, die.
Die.
Burn shit. Fuck. And then fuck. The N-word 17 times.
N-word 17 times.
So people pick it up and they look at the tagline. They're like, I don't know what's going on this cover, but I'm not going to rent this goddamn movie. Because this looks like a piece of shit. This is a giant turd.
I have a tagline for this movie. It is just, I have animals. That's it. That's the tagline.
My seagull's name is Galileo.
That's a pretty good
There's
point.
An exclamation point. It's just I
Chris,
have animals.
Did you know that I don't have to go to school? Because my bird teaches me everything I need to know. Did you know that lizards and turtles don't get along? Did you know that two objects falling from the same height at the same time will both reach...
Even if they have a different mass? I learned that from Galileo. My bird!
Did you know that some... lizards are named Fred, and they squawk. They fucking squawk.
Fred wasn't a lizard.
Fred was a lizard, and he squawked.
Yeah, he
was. Arlen, what would you like to name this movie?
Get ready for some hardcore lack of conflict, and that is pretty much what I named this.
MC, would you like to come up with
a tagline
for
2015?
I'd probably call it like Jodie Foster Island Born.
Okay.
That would be very misleading. I anticipate seeing Jodie Foster on an island and be pornography.
None of that happened. Jodie Foster was on an island for all of 10 minutes.
It was pretty spicy, though.
No.
Pretty spicy. The spaghetti tops.
Yeah.
School dress code has to be 3 inches.
Okay.
Jodie Foster totally went away with that.
Broke
she
those
was
3 inches.
No, 3 inches.
She also,
I'm gonna do spaghetti.
She dressed as... Cunningham Bear. What's the name of that bear?
Did he say Cunningham?
Yes, he did.
Cunningham Bear.
Paddington.
Paddington.
Paddington the Bear.
Paddington the Bear.
The Bear.
All right, do we have any
other... The Bears.
Fuck off. Do we have any other segments we need to do?
Yes, what
did
we
do
today?
Have one final segment. Arlen,
what did you learn? I learned that... Well, I learned how Abigail Breslin's career ended.
Ended? It's continuing.
I haven't seen her in anything.
Yeah, she was great in...
Here we go.
Kick-Ass.
Yeah, there we go. You're right, Chris.
That was not her. That was the other girl.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah,
Zoe Saldana was in the movie.
Mors Fisnitz.
I don't remember that girl's name. I liked her in 30 Rock.
Yeah. Okay. So, Abigail Breslin, what did you learn?
I'm Abigail Breslin, and today I learned that if you have the opportunity to cut into a live wire, fucking do it. Because life is just watching fucking Nim's Island.
Next episode, will we learn about Tommy cutting into a live wire? Who knows? Stay tuned to find out.
Did you know when you cut into a live wire, you get blasted with x-rays, and I might have permanently damaged my eyes? Anyways, MC, what'd you learn today?
You can't damage your ass
with
x-rays.
That if I'm ever dating a white guy, I'll be able to have sex on an island.
Okay.
If you get blasted with x-rays, you just see through stuff.
Hey, I liked her comment better than mine. Why don't you respond to what she said? White people have sex on islands all the time.
I wish.
That's not true.
I guess I'm not stuck with white people, or else I'd be having sex on islands.
All the time.
No sex on islands. I learned nothing. There was nothing to learn from this movie, and I learned nothing.
Wait, I'll draw a picture.
You know it. You learned a whole lot about family, honor,
courage,
animals,
courage,
conservation,
courage, courage,
fire life,
courage,
puzzles, Scarface?
Courage,
puzzles,
courage,
courage.
Thank you.
And jean jacket.
And seal burps, because seals have stinky burps when they eat Progresso. Progresso, stinky seal burps. Get in the burp.
No. There's a little illustration of Tommy trying to cut into a live wire.
Yeah. I drew it for you.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
So that is going to be posted along with this episode at...
Progresso, get in the stinky burps.
Hey everyone, Chris here with a reminder to rate and review the episode. On iTunes, 5-star reviews are pretty much everything, and they really help us get out the word about the podcast. So if you've enjoyed the show so far, give us a review. The show takes a lot of work, and with more listeners, we are able to make a better show. Thanks.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at bmoviedm, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B,
there
movie, and then the letters D, M.
We'll see you next week.